The cheapest electricity in Texas right now is available for roughly 9 to 11 cents per kilowatt hour on a fixed rate plan. But the rate printed on a comparison site is only the starting point. The Texas deregulated electricity market gives residential customers in most of the state the legal right to choose their retail electricity provider, REP. That competition has, on average, kept rates lower than the national average over time, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA. But it has also created a market with hundreds of plans, variable pricing structures, and fees that can quietly erase any savings a household expected to see. This article explains how to read past the advertised number and find the plan with the lowest real cost for your home. Why the advertised rate is not the full story. Retail electricity providers in Texas are required by the Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT, to publish an electricity facts label, EFL, for every plan they sell. The EFL lists the average price per kilowatt hour at three usage levels: 500 kilowatt hours, 1,000 kilowatt hours, and 2,000 kilowatt hours per month. The critical detail most shoppers miss is that the rate changes across those three columns. Many plans are structured with a flat monthly base charge, a per kilowatt hours energy charge, and sometimes a bill credit that only applies if you use above a certain threshold. A plan advertised at 9.5 cents per kilowatt hour may assume you are using exactly 1,000 kilowatt hours that month. Use 800 kilowatt hours and the effective rate could jump to 12 cents or higher because the base charge is now spread across fewer kilowatt hours. This is not a hypothetical edge case. It is one of the most common reasons Texas households end up paying more than they expected after switching to a plan they found through a comparison tool. Who has the cheapest electricity per kilowatt hour in Texas? As of mid-2024, several providers consistently appear at the lower end of the rate range for 12-month fixed plans in major Texas service areas such as Encore, Dallas-Fort Worth, CenterPoint, Houston, and AEP Texas, West and South Texas. Providers including Rhythm Energy, Gexa Energy, 4Change Energy, Payless Power, and Reliant have all offered plans in the 9 to 12 cent per kilowatt hour range at 1,000 kilowatt hours usage, depending on the service area and the term length. Rates shift frequently, sometimes week to week, because they are tied to wholesale power prices on the ERCOT grid. A plan that was the lowest cost option in January may not hold that position in July, when summer demand pushes wholesale prices higher and providers adjust their offerings. The Power to Choose website, powertochoose.org, which is operated by the PUCT, is the official source for comparing current plans in your specific zip code. No single provider permanently holds the title of cheapest electric company in Texas. Shopping behavior matters more than brand loyalty. How to find the cheapest electricity plan in Texas? A step-by-step approach. Step 1. Pull your last 12 months of usage data. Your current or most recent electricity bill shows your monthly kilowatt hours usage. Knowing your average, your summer peak, likely July or August, and your winter low gives you a realistic picture of how a plan will price out across a full year. A plan optimized for 1,000 kilowatt hours per month is a poor fit for a household that regularly uses 1,600 kilowatt hours in summer. Step 2. Go to Power to Choose and sort by price at your realistic usage level. The PUCT's Power to Choose tool at powertochoose.org lets you enter your zip code and filter results. Change the usage assumption from the default 1,000 kilowatt hours to your real average. This single adjustment will often change the ranking of plans on the page significantly. Step 3. Download and read the EFL for any plan in your top 3. The EFL is a standardized one-page document. Look at the price per kilowatt hour at 500, 1,000, and 2,000 kilowatt hours. If the price drops sharply between 500 and 1,000 kilowatt hours, the plan likely has a bill credit structure that benefits higher usage households. If your usage is low, this plan may not be the bargain it appears to be at first glance. Step 4. Check the contract terms and cancellation fee. A 12-month fixed plan locks in your rate and protects against summer price spikes on ERCOT. A variable rate plan may start lower, but can increase without a ceiling. The cancellation fee on a fixed plan is typically $150 to $200. That fee matters if you expect to move before the contract ends. Step 5. Calculate the all-in monthly cost, not just the rate. Multiply your expected kilowatt-hours usage by the energy charge per kilowatt-hour. Then add the monthly base charge and subtract any bill credits you qualify for. That number is the actual cost before TDU delivery charges, which are set by your local transmission and distribution utility, TDU, and are the same regardless of which provider you choose. Comparing two plans on this basis, rather than on the advertised rate alone, takes about 5 minutes and is the most useful thing a shopper can do. When not to switch? Switching for its own sake has a real cost, measured in time and the risk of ending up on a worse plan. There are situations where staying put is the better financial decision. If a household is currently on a fixed-rate plan that was locked in before a period of rising wholesale prices, that plan may already be below what the market is currently offering. Switching would mean giving up a below-market rate and paying a cancellation fee to do it. If a household uses fewer than 500 kilowatt-hours per month consistently, a high base charge plan will be expensive, regardless of the per kilowatt-hours rate. In that case, the search should focus specifically on plans with low or no base charges, which are less common but available through some smaller providers. If a household is within the last 2 months of a contract term, waiting until the contract ends and shopping at renewal is usually better than paying an early termination fee to move early. The role of ERCOT prices in what you pay. Texas operates its own grid, managed by the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT. Wholesale electricity prices on ERCOT fluctuate in real time based on demand, weather, and generation capacity. Retail providers buy power at wholesale prices and sell it to customers at retail rates. When wholesale prices are elevated, as they were during the summer of 2023, when ERCOT hit multiple demand records, providers adjust the rates on new plans accordingly. This means the best time to lock in a fixed-rate plan is generally in the fall or early spring, before summer demand peaks. Plans signed in September or October often carry lower fixed rates than plans signed in June or July. This is not a guarantee, but it reflects the typical seasonal pattern of wholesale power pricing on ERCOT. A practical summary. Finding the cheapest electricity plan in Texas requires four things. Knowing your actual usage, using the power to choose tool with that usage number as the input. Reading the EFL carefully for plans that appear at the top of the results. And calculating the real monthly cost rather than accepting the advertised rate as the final answer. Doing this once a year at contract renewal is sufficient for most households to stay near the low end of the market without excessive effort.